winter, 2006. Three young journalists, en route to a conference in Montego, suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle, deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Newsworthy Ghost Island.
Apparently, you're travelers now.
Yeah. Well.
So that's cool.
Through space-time.
Yeah, because who knows when you're actually listening to this broadcast. I mean, it might be bouncing off a planet, like, millions of light years away. Mm-hmm. And this is actually hundreds of years into the future. Thousands, maybe. So.
Data is a vestigial mode of time measurement.
Wouldn't it be in the past?
Oh, man, didn't we discuss time travel already?
Yeah, we did.
And it confused me. So, you know, I really don't know. Would it be in the...
Well,
I guess
like
it depends on how fast you're traveling.
How aliens who are, you know, 40 light years away are getting signals from the 60s.
Oh.
Like that.
Right. Well, I said hundreds of years into the future.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
They'd be hearing our broadcast.
I thought
finally.
You meant that we were hundreds of years in the future.
No, I don't think so.
Which
I don't think that makes sense. Unless there is an alternate,
I have
parallel
reason to believe we are
universe.
Parallel
Earth development.
Yeah.
Where we can, where our ancestors can listen to us.
My favorite kind of Earth development.
Parallel
by far.
My favorite is the perpendicular Earth development.
How does that work?
I don't want to talk about it now.
Okay.
It's a sensitive subject for him, okay? Let's leave
Why
it alone.
Why don't we listen to some music instead?
Yeah.
That is a good plan.
I
have a great track
a
for you guys.
Something.
Yes, you're correct. I do have a little something, something.
What is the name of this something?
It is Rag Mum Rag.
Something.
By a little band called The Band.
The Band.
No, really, like, that's the name. It's The Band. I mean, that's the name of the band. I mean.
Yes.
Anyway, why don't we roll it?
Is it
and,
like, yes?
Presumably.
Listen. Yeah. Hit it, Dave.
Scratch my back. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people. Stand by thyself. Come not near to me, for I am holier than thou.
I'm so indie that my shirt don't fit. You wonder out loud.
Wonder loud. Yeah, why you come so ill-equipped?
Because being all prepared to get on the mic is selling out. And I ain't even about to relinquish indie clout. I look confused like I just got out of bed. Rhyme style reflects this. Use my overdeveloped sense of irony to deflect this. Missiles exploding all around me. Unpromoted, don't know how you found me. Soundly situated in obscurity land. Famous in inverse proportion to how cool I am. And should I ever go on a triple-digit fan, you could tell me then there's someone I ain't India then. Rapper out there who be India than me. He's so innate, Indy and how. Come not near to me, for I'll be India than thou. He's so innate, Indy indeed. If I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream. He's so innate, Indy I am. You're all the better for the front, a lot to leverage his brand.
I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. These are a smoke in my nose.
Delving deep into my letterbox when I discovered fan mail for MC Front. It kinda hovered before my vision. I made a decision to open it up. It said,
yo, front a lot, you suck.
Ooh, I was worried for a second that I started to earn love, seeing all my indie points burned up. Next, you know, I'm meeting pop stars in stretched cars, doing the soundtrack for the Wendy's tie-in with Jar Jar. Paying my rent on time, owning things, suing Napster with my best friend Sting. It's like a nightmare, yeah, cause that ain't nerdcore. No. Yes, I'm India than now within my nerdcore flow. And if you're slow on the uptake, I'll lay it out. Hipsterism is a religion to which you gotta be devout. You must be seen as in between, unpopular and hated, or else get excommunicated. He's so innate, India I be. Ain't an obscure rapper out there who be India than me. He's so innate, India and how. Come not near to me, for I'll be India than thou. He's so innate, India indeed. If I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream. He's so innate, India I am. You're all the better for the front, a lot to leverage his brand. He's so innate.
That was Indier Than Now by MC Frontalot.
Woo!
That wasn't,
I feel like,
Alvin the Chipmunk?
No.
Oh!
I feel like
they may
like
have made a cameo at the
show.
End there, but for the most part, Frontalot.
Like, my friend is so indie. How indie is he? Like that.
Like yes, and before
like
that,
Youngman style.
You heard Rag Mama Rag by The Band.
Woo!
The Band.
Courtesy of Alex Jensen.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I wrote that song.
Yes, she did. The entire...
I can't back that up.
So it's been a quiet week on the island.
It has.
It has. I actually made some cheese curds out of coconut milk. It's a Wisconsin thing. Don't,
what?
Don't worry about it.
Where are they?
They're right there. I've been munching on them.
Oh.
You'll have to explain cheese curds to me,
what,
I'm afraid.
What is this thing?
Okay, so they
take,
like...
I'm eating it.
Do they squeak in your teeth? Kind of nutty, isn't
not
it?
Not really.
Kind of
yeah,
nutty.
It's a little nutty.
Yeah, they're a little different with coconut milk. But anyway, it's kind of like they have big factories, and we used to take field trips to them when I was a child in elementary school, which is
okay.
Such a Wisconsin thing to do, is
wait,
take trips to cheese factories.
Oh, to cheese factories.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's so stereotypical. I mean, we're not helping ourselves out of this cheese hole that we're in.
Oh, you said cheese hole.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time, and let me tell you, David, it will not be the last.
Actually, detour side note, it'll take 5 seconds. I got a Wisconsin quarter the other day. It's got a cow.
Yes, a cow.
And a wheel of cheese on it.
No, you forgot wheat.
And wheat.
Wait, or is it corn?
No, it's
wheat.
It was wheat.
No,
it's
Illinois
wheat.
Is corn.
Yes, you're right.
A cow.
There's a cow head.
A stalk of wheat.
And
a
slab
wheel
of cheese. Yep, there it is.
And that represents Wisconsin
that sums
on the back
up.
Of
Jersey?
A quarter.
I'm surprised that Oshkosh Bagosh.
New Jersey is Washington crossing the Delaware. In
See, that's
his,
cool.
In all of his glory.
That is
to
cool.
To fight Germans?
To fight Germans.
We don't have... We
right?
Don't have,
to fight the
yeah.
Hessians? The
yeah.
Hessian mercenaries?
Yeah.
Yeah, to okay. Surprise the Hessians.
Woo!
I know a little bit about this stuff. Anyway, Alex, cheese factories.
Yeah, sorry. Continue, please.
Yes, all right. So I guess I can't really remember exactly what the process is, because to me it was all just kind of like you know, I wasn't really sure what's going on. But they take, like, milk and they like, curdle it or something, and it becomes these little chunks of cheese. And then they, like, sift through it, and the water, the
right.
cheese
the curds,
water
the
comes
curds
out.
The whey, right? I mean, that's
the whey.
All it is.
Yes, exactly. And then they do some sort of, I don't even know. But
add
you end
to
up.
It, add the protein stuff? Mm.
I don't know if they add protein.
Yeah, I think I read about that in a book.
Yes, in a magazine.
It was
Alex, yeah.
Little Miss Muffet.
While Alex has been making
curds
coconut
and whey.
Curds,
mm-hmm.
I have been studying the sacred art of plastromancy.
What is that?
That's where you take a turtle and you take a
turtle
shell.
I don't like
shell.
The sound of this already.
It's mm-hmm. It's a form of divination. You take a turtle shell from a dead turtle. And you hurl it onto a fire, and wherever it cracks, that's where the spirits have told you. The plastron, you see, is the underside of the turtle shell.
Yes.
Okay, so wait, wherever it cracks,
I have
spirits,
heard about that.
It's different. It's a different message depending on wherever it cracks.
Oh yes,
like,
I learned about that in archaeology.
Like tassiomancy.
Yeah.
Like the reading of tea leaves or coffee grounds.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. That is so surprising. So you've been doing this.
So wait, you're.
Well, I've been slaving away.
You're
trying to
communicate
make food.
With the spirit world via turtle shells.
Yes. While you've been slaving away over these delicious coconut.
They're pretty good, huh?
Curdly nibs.
May I point
nibs.
Out that we can.
I've been burning turtles.
Speak to the spirit world using our words.
Yeah, we have ghosts on the island. I don't know
I
if you knew that.
I was just trying for something a little bit more analog.
In case you haven't been living here for months and months and months.
And years. I don't even know how long it's been.
David.
I just wanted. I wanted a second opinion.
David.
Okay, I wanted to burn some turtles. Is that so wrong?
That's
so wrong.
That's
could,
all I wanted out of you. I just wanted you to admit it.
For something like underwear. Something practical. I don't
I've,
know.
No, now.
Ew.
Maybe
now
not underwear. It was an exaggeration.
They would make. Now that they're sterile, they'd make lovely additions to the table, very attractive salad bowls. I don't see us going
cheese
wrong
curd
here.
Bowls?
Or cheese curd bowls.
Yes, because right now I have them in this.
They're a very nice conversation piece.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm a fan.
All right, well, I guess.
They just add this nice little touch. It's so homey.
It's so,
a little,
so
a little
homey.
Touch
so,
of island flavor to
okay,
this.
Okay, okay. So,
I think we have enough island flavor.
We're.
We have enough island flavor, David. I have sand in places I didn't even know I had. Okay. And I haven't showered
You've
in...
You've grown new limbs?
I've grown new limbs.
Second nose?
Yeah, guys.
It's an organ I just took.
It's the island radiation.
Showering is completely your choice. Because the waterfall is...
Okay. But we don't have soap.
Let it be known. What we do on this island is we sit around making up organs.
That's not true.
Well, that is a blatant lie.
Well, maybe that's
lie.
What you've been doing.
Yeah, but we have been being productive. David's
making cheese and burning turtles.
Making table decorations. I've been making cheese.
They're pretty
what
good.
What are you doing with your life, David? Making up body parts. Well, tell me, have you even made one up? Or are you just what's a body part that you
I made one up.
All
I
right.
made a I made up like 10.
All right. Well,
or 11,
let's
probably.
Hear one. Let's hear one of them.
You wouldn't. They're too scientific. You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I found one. What, David? This is like somewhere between a nose and a tongue.
Yeah, it's a nung.
Is this the next generation of sensory organ?
You can.
I mean, where did this come from? How did you?
You can taste colors with it.
Did you make it out of Sculpey?
Really?
It looks really real.
Can I affix it to my face?
No. No, it's
Does it work?
It's a prototype.
Oh. Is it
It's just
bionic?
A model. It's a scale model of the real thing, which is going to be huge.
It's weird. It's like a nose, but it has little snake tongues coming out of the nostrils.
It's practical and it looks good. Hot even.
I'm sorry I jumped on your throat, David. This is actually pretty cool.
Did you develop an organ for jumping down someone's throat?
Put that on the list.
Okay.
I think it's legs.
Why don't I work on that while we take a listen to something?
Cool. We'll listen to something and then maybe we'll do part 4 of our chronicles from
the monsoon season.
The monsoon. Oh, can we try it again? Can we try it again?
Okay. Let's hold on.
Alex, you start it this
okay.
time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Should we
All
do
right.
a count?
Yes. One,
two, three.
The monsoon season. David, you did that deliberately.
You said go.
I'm playing this
That's
song.
Not part
We're
of,
going.
What song are we
this
playing?
This is going to be Rockaria.
Oh, yeah. ELO, man.
Rockaria.
This is, I thought this
Rockaria?
Was.
Rockaria?
I don't know.
What
Alex,
it.
How do you say it?
Actually, I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter because
Rock-a-rama.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Rockorama.
But this is Electric Light Orchestra with Rockaria.
Woo!
Or Rockorama.
Woo! Rock. It's not even. Is it even on? I don't. Huh. Well.
Whoa!
This has been. Oh, there it is! Orchestral.
Yeah.
Light orchestra.
It was very... It was lightly orchestrated.
It was lightly...
With electricity!
Yes.
And Jeff Lynne.
That's what I was trying to say.
Isn't that his name, Alex?
Yeah,
Jeff Lynne?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Boo.
I love Jeffrey. I love his voice.
So that was
awesome.
Rockaria, or possibly Rockaria.
Or Chakaria.
Rockaria sounds
dirty.
I don't know. It sounds like dysentery. It sounds like the other word for dysentery.
What's the other word for dysentery?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say it over the airwaves. It's dirty.
Oh,
right.
But
it rhymes with rockaria.
Well, no, it rhymes
kind
with
kind of a partial rhyme.
Panacea.
Guys,
David, what?
Here's what I found.
What?
What did you find?
A mysterious CD fell out of a coconut tree.
What?
Into my lap.
Are
today.
You for real?
Yes.
Okay, play that.
Here's
we'll get to
what
that.
It's
what
labeled.
It?
Our chronicle.
Oh, it's labeled.
Andrew Siglio.
Huh.
Dancing in the Dark.
Okay.
okay?
Uh-huh.
And apparently, this song that I'm about to play for you is called I'm Wanting You.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Okay. Apparently
that is what
it's called.
Does this look like it's going to be really hard rocking?
It's got a disco ball on it.
Oh.
That does not... okay.
I rest my case.
Hey, I like
disco. So will it rock really hard?
Oh.
Say is that I'm wanting you, want all of you. Please don't close that door. I just discovered what I'm looking for. You're making me crazy, please don't ask again. 'Cause all I can tell you is I'm wanting you, want all of you. If you think I'm gonna stand here forever,
goodness.
Wow, I'm 13 again. That sounded like the end of an episode of Sesame Street and whatever dance tune they could throw on the turntable at someone's bat mitzvah.
Whew, I was dancing awkwardly like a middle school girl.
It's true.
Did you see me?
Hands on my shoulders,
did you see
my
me?
Hands on
I
Alex's
was on
hips.
The dance
I was like,
floor.
We were so nervous.
Dancing. We were so nervous.
I was dancing. Everyone's
dancing. Well, I was dancing on the dance floor, and then I went to the disco, and I was all like, woo, and I made a face
David
like
drank
this.
Her now.
Thank you, Girl Cosby.
Oh, is that Cosby?
Girl
your Cosby voice?
Yeah, I'm Girl Cosby.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'm not offended. Oh. Anyway.
So, okay, so now, part... Oh, yes, before we do part four of the... Monsoon.
A special
monsoon
announcement.
Season
Chronicles.
I have a special announcement. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. What do you think?
Bow!
The cow! Bow! I want another cheese curd. David, can you pass me the...
Yes, I can.
Oh, don't throw them! Don't throw them. They're fragile. Thank you. David, care for one? You haven't had one yet. You've been too busy working on your extra body parts. They're quite good. They're very mild tasting.
They're cheesy.
Yeah, they're mild.
What does that mean?
It means they're like that song you just played.
It is cheesy like the song. Nice.
Way to
okay, cool.
Do that.
Why don't we take a gander back in time?
Yes, to some of our adventures.
Our exploits.
In the monsoon season.
This adventure.
If you recall, last time we ventured into the depths of the monsoon season, we had just met Rolf. Guys, remember Rolf?
He's such a sweetie.
He was so fuzzy.
Yeah.
He's my big teddy bear.
He is.
And we are his whole family.
He's taken, though.
And we will join ourselves, I guess.
Again.
Back in time.
I guess. And you will join us,
parlor.
Too.
We're about to consume some delicious bits of food.
Check out what happens in this.
Check this.
Just listen. This is great. Appetizers?
Why, yes. Deep-fried beer-battered boar bits. Careful, they're hot.
Say, these are pretty good.
Ooh, yeah. They are hot, though.
Wait until you try the fish broth. You'll love it!
This sure is a lot of meat. I don't mean to impose, but do you have any, say, salad?
You're not a Mooselander, are you?
I don't know what that is, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, thank goodness. My wife thought you might be. The Mooselanders live on the island across the bay. They are two very different societies, you see. If you were from there, Helga would stomp you for sure.
Fisk brought Freddy!
Coming, darling!
As I recall it, the Fisklanders and the Mooselanders are in an almost constant state of war. Can't figure it out myself. The Mooselanders and the Fisklanders seem mostly the same to me. Lots of horned helmets and longboats and beards.
You see, on odd-numbered months, we raid the Mooselanders. And on even-numbered months, they raid us.
Oh, are you talking about me behind my back again, beloved?
My Helga is the captain of a raiding band. I'm so proud of her. Why, just the other week, she pulled a man's heart out through his throat.
That's...
Not that impressive, I know. But she did it with her teeth. We threw a parade.
Wait, how'd she get her head?
And here comes the children, all set for dinner.
Siegfried, I am Bisold.
Yes, yes. Run along and set the table, and be sure to put out extra broadswords for our guests.
Okay, Dad!
Hold the door, Siegfried. I'm coming through.
So, Rolf, why no salad, then?
We of Fiskland eat the fish and the beasts, and they of Mooseland eat
The moose?
The bee.
No. They eat like the moose. They eat the leaves on the bark, presumably the dirt.
Vegetarians and carnivores locked in eternal combat? Sounds awful.
Well, you come at a very auspicious time.
What's that?
The arrival of Hildegard the Valkyrie!
Once a year, she comes in her sky bark and floats into the bay between our islands.
She puts on a concert for which all the raids stop. Oh, and what a voice! Like the water singing through the rocks.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, you simply must come with us to the performance.
When is it?
Tomorrow. But the table is set. Let us to it and feast.
That was delicious.
So much food.
I'm getting sleepy.
Me too. Ooh.
They are all asleep like tiny babies.
Kids, log our sleeping guests to the guest room.
Yes,
Good morning, everyone.
I haven't slept like that since... Where are we?
We're on a boat.
You were all sleeping so soundly, we didn't have the heart to wake you. So we brought you on board.
We're gonna see the Valkyrie!
This event's gonna be crowded, guys. Keep your eyes peeled.
Right. Just holler if you see any robots.
Or Brian's mysterious woman.
Can you stop wiggling your fingers when you say that?
What?
Mysterious?
Yes, Vincent Price. Knock it off.
Vincent Price. Mysterious.
Wow. Would you look at that bar?
That's the second biggest wooden seafaring vessel I've ever seen.
I know, right? It's gigantic.
There's practically an armada docked up against this thing.
Look at all the different kinds. Long boats, short boats.
Medium boats, I assume.
Everyone off.
I'm going to moor the longboat. You go with Helga and get us some seats.
I've never seen so many bearded men and women in one place. In my life.
They're all so tall.
Out of my way. I have children.
Good thing we're with her.
Look at the armrests of these seats. They're shaped like horses.
Really? They look kind of like dragons to me. Or at the very least, fire-breathing horses.
Shh! The performance is about to start.
Wow, that's Hildegard?
She's beautiful. Shiny.
Good evening, everyone. I trust you are very... Wonderful. I love a lively crowd. I would like to begin by singing a song of the Twin Nations. Ahem! Ahem! Fiskland, Mooseland, to your fjorded drifts, I am drawn eternally, for my spirit lifts, when I gaze upon the rock from which your house is hewn. So I travel here by boat each and every June. I'd like to say hello to some special people in the audience tonight. No, I mean it, stop. I want everyone to give a warm Twin Nations welcome to the Outlanders with us tonight.
Oh, Nook! I think she's talking about you.
You didn't tell her we were here, did you?
You think a lowly fisherman like Rolf can gain the ear of Hildegard the Valkyrie? Not likely.
Everyone say hello to David, and Alex, and their special guest, Brian!
Woo! Hey, yo! Can I get a... What?
David, get down from there!
And before we continue with the concert, I'd like you all to do me a little favor. I need you to kill them! Kill all four of them! Rip their spines from out their backs, lay them on a bed of hacks, bludgeon them until they're blue. That is what I say to you. Rip the hands off.
Yes, of Valkyrie.
Rip the hands off.
Yes, of Valkyrie.
Rip their hands off. Tear their eyes off. Make them die.
think it's an allegory about Perestroika.
We will kill him for you, Valkyrie. For the glory of Fiskland, it is done. No, for the glory of Mooseland, it is done.
Fiskland.
Mooseland.
Why, you...
Manly fighting noise.
Swords from?
Do not worry. Helga and I will protect you.
I'm feeling okay. They're all too busy brawling with each other to care about us.
Still, you must get out of here.
We'll go out the side door. Come along, kids. No buts. Mommy will take you on a raid some other time.
Yeah! Honey, will you be a darling and get my battle axe from the board?
Die!
Come out, Landers. I will make us a path. Out of my way!
I think you are safe for now.
Thank you for getting us out of there.
They would have killed you. I could do no less. Look, you have to get out of here. Take my longboat and sail as far away as you can.
But your boat? How will you get back home?
Helga will throw us across the bay. It's no big deal.
Okay, let's untie this boat and get moving.
Rolf, thank you. Really.
Ryan, help me hoist the sail. Dave, take the tiller.
Aye, aye.
I am very sorry. I can't imagine why Hildegard would ask us to kill you. My people are sometimes too aggressive for their own good. Those Mooselanders.
Rolf, your two peoples will have to learn to put this food feud behind them.
This is madness!
No, Alex. This is Fiskland. Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
Woo! Well, that was fun.
That was not fun at all. That entire hall was full of people that would have killed us without a second thought.
I miss them already.
Brian, the Valkyrie. Was she the woman you saw in the Pharaoh's throne room?
Oh, definitely not. The woman I saw had black hair, for one. She looked nothing like that honey-haired princess of Valhalla back there.
Great. Looks like Mystery Woman's got friends. Oh, well. We've got to get to sailing. David, up mainsail. Loosen up the jib. No but, sailor. Up those ratlins pronto.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
This is more like it. A stiff breeze, a clear day.
Captain Jensen!
Yes, Bosun Reinstrom.
I see something in the water astern. Giant squid alert!
It's wrapping its tentacles around the longboat. It's trying to drag us under, Captain.
Oh, God, my arm! Where's my arm? My, look at me. I lost it in my sleeve. There it is.
Full sail, damn your eyes! Full sail! Aye, Bosun Reinstrom.
What about that cabinet attached to the mast?
What cabinet, Bosun?
The glass-windowed one that says, "Break in case of giant squid attack."
Aye, that just might work.
It's a badass broadsword for cutting tentacles.
Start hacking, me boy.
It retreated for now. But it'll be back.
Keep a weather eye out, lads.
Woo!
Another successful episode.
Yeah, wasn't that
of
crazy?
Of our lives.
Well, yeah, it was.
Listening to that makes me think of the Disney 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea with the song. Alex, you know the song?
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad.
A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me, then a time that I would ask her, then one evening.
Is that wrong?
Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up. She was the captain's wife.
Is that wrong? No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. That's something else.
Harpoon Hannah?
Yeah, that might be Harpoon Hannah. Well, you messed me up.
It's interesting that you guys have that response because I have terrible squid-related PTSD.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Ew, that's kind of gross.
You feel kind of, you look kind of squirmy in your chair there. Are you feeling all right?
Is that like IBS?
No! It means it freaks me out!
Yeah, he looks kind of terrified. Let's move on. Anyway. PDA?
Are you afraid of kissing squids?
You're not very good at
You're listening
at
to
acronyms.
KWUR Clayton 90.3 FM. You can also listen to us online at kwur.com. Or you can visit our website for the show, newsworthyghost.wordpress.com, or send us an email. That's newsworthyghost@gmail.com.
Right, or send us a letter at
island.
Dot ocean.
I don't
dot OC.
What
is the ocean domain?
We don't know where we are.
Is it like dot wet?
Dot wet?
Instead of dot net.
I like that. But what, you know.
That's stupid.
Grouper dot wet.
Grouper dot wet.
Grouper?
Yeah. Like a fish.
Oh.
Like the big fish. I don't know if I like that. It kind of freaks me out.
Group. Is that like the name? Is that like, are they giving that name because it's the sound they make?
They should make a Pokemon called Grouper.
Grouper.
I decided that if I was a Pokemon and I said my name, I would be all like, Alex! Jetset! What about you guys? What Pokemon noise would you make?
I would be a giant quill pen, and all I'd be able to say would be Scribblesore. That'd be my name. Would be Scribblesore, and then I would evolve into Ballpoint,
and then into
with
keyboard.
My own ink reservoir.
Keyboard.
I would be a deaf mute Pokemon.
A deaf mute Pokemon?
It would be a quiet tragedy.
So what would you say?
Who wants that Pokemon?
Exactly, David. Exactly.
Well, you could maybe make some sort of, like, body noise, like...
Maybe you're squishy,
and you just hop up and down, and you go, hey!
But I wouldn't be able to hear it.
But we would.
But your trainer would. How can you train a deaf-mute Pokemon?
Oh, sign
I answered
language.
My own question. Shock prod. What are we going to listen to next?
Okay, are we... Okay, I want to play something, so I don't know if you wanted to play your thing, or if I was going to play my thing, or if we were going to play another thing. It really doesn't matter.
Why don't we play all things?
Okay.
At the same
compromise.
Time.
Compromise!
Yay!
Woo! The power of teamwork. Da-da. Okay, so tell me what's going on.
Alex, I declare you to be first. What are you playing?
Okay, this is great. This is great, you guys. Y'all know the Beatles, right?
Yeah,
you know the Beatles. Okay, now this is a track from their Anthology 2, Disc 1. And I just want to tell you that this is probably like my favorite Beatles song ever. I know I said that about the last one we played, but this is up there. And you'll find out why as soon as we play it. It's a version of And Your Bird Can Sing.
Okay.
So, you know, it's only like 2 minutes long. So you know, enjoy it. And we'll come back and talk about it.
Let's hear it.
You tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You can't see me.
When your prizes start to weigh you down, look in my direction. I'll be round. You tell me that you've heard every sound there is, and your bird can swing, but you can't hear me. Can't hear me. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
your bike is broken, will it bring you down? You may be a woken, I'll be wrong. I'll be round. Tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me.
Oh, okay, the buttons have been pressed.
More buttons! More buttons!
Buttons have been pressed. The button was push,
and something
is happening.
Was happened. Ing.
Ing.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
So, I like it when the Beatles laugh. It's funny.
They
I don't know what they were doing at the time, but they're like, and I think that's funny.
They're tittering like schoolgirls.
Yeah, so I thought that I would share that with
David,
the world.
I don't think you can say that on
or
the radio.
Or the future. Or whatever.
I think I can, and I think I will.
But there are other things that you can say on the radio.
Yeah.
Like this public service announcement. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. Easy. Get down from
what that. What is going on right now?
Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and this station.
That was enlightening. David, thank you for that. Do you find that funny? Do you find children learning funny, David?
Stir the spaghetti sauce. Or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. And teach your children to learn.
Teach things. Your children well.
And now, Ani DeFranco with God's Country off a new compilation called Canon.
Yeah, let's let's get out of here.
Hey, the Beatles are fun to listen to that.
I drive too fast, pull me over to tell me so. I say out here on the prairie, any speed is too slow. I miss Brooklyn, I miss my crew. Let's start over, I missed my cue. Guess I forgot who I was talking to. I should recognize that fierce look in his eyes. I've seen it in my mirror so many times. Gonna put his 2 cents in, cause he's got a gun. But I'm gonna put in 3, cause history owes me 1. Guess I can't hear to see some stuff for myself. I mean, why leave the telling up to everybody else? This may be God's country, but this is my country too. Yeah, move over, Mr. Holiness, let the little people go. Been known to come down this road, yeah, maybe it is destiny.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
And that, once again, was Annie DeFranco with God's Country.
I loves me some Annie.
It had guitars in it and harmonicas.
Oh, come out and say it, Alex.
It was a woman singing.
Alex hates female vocalists.
Yeah, unless it's like Heart. Or I guess I like Janis Joplin.
I feel like this is well-tread territory.
I know. We've discussed this. But, I won't hate. I'm pretty easygoing. It's all good. I'm on an island.
Right.
What? I can't complain. You know?
Hey, the God
I
said that you wouldn't be picky today.
No.
According to the
podcast.
According to the tortoise shells.
Yeah. Well, I read that to the rivulets of salad dressing that collected in the tortoise shell after I had repurposed it.
We have salad dressing?
Sort of.
Oh. Sort of.
I'm working on it.
I won't ask.
It's still in the prototype stages, just like the Nung.
Well, I guess that's why it ended up on turtles and not on salad.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
We have a lot of things in prototype stages
turtles.
Around here.
Except for the cheese curds, which are fully complete in terms of cheese curds. They're complete.
Yeah.
I think I might try adding in some island spices or something next time when I make the next batch.
Yeah. You can develop a crazy secret recipe. And your dog can try to sell it to people, but you're like, no, you're a dog. What are you doing?
Who are we going to sell it to on this island?
Right.
Just like the time we tried to make
it. I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's put it in a bottle. Let's put cheese curds in a bottle. Yeah. And then send it out.
I'm a cheese curd in a bottle. You know, you want to pay for me. I mean, what, like honor system? Like put money back in this bottle and hope it floats back to us? Or
give
our parents a check? For cheese curds?
Yeah, you know, we'll put a letter in the bottle with cheese curds that says, please enjoy these.
I am a Nigerian prince that has recently lost about $300,000,000.
Yes.
Please deposit.
Please place your bank account information inside the cheese curd and send it back to desert island.
So the cheese curd is, in fact, not for eating. It's just a mode of transportation for the bank account
scheme.
Information.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, you know, sometimes people write the Bible on a grain of rice. We'll write
the entire Bible on
we'll write bank information on cheese curds.
Sometimes, that happens.
Well,
are we running short?
I believe we're running out the clock.
Oh,
you
man.
Are champions.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Never mind. Well, all right. I guess,
Alex, why don't you tell us what lovely piece of music we're going to end on.
Okay.
On this beautiful morning.
This beautiful island morning. I picked a little ditty called CC Rider by Eric Burden. And,
awesome.
And he, of the Animals. And it is quite incredible. And you will find yourself dancing, as you may, with most of the tunes that we play here on Newsworthy Ghost Island.
I mean, even Andrew Siglia, I feel.
If you're not dancing, you're pantsing. That's
or,
what
or
I always say.
Or you're not pantsing. See, I'm usually not pantsing. I'm usually dancing without pantsings. Without pants. Without...
Anyway,
let's just
thanks
play
for
the
listening
song.
To our show.
This has been Newsworthy Ghost Island.
It has been, and it always will be.
Yes. I'm David Reinstrom.
I'm David Brunell Bruttman.
And I'm Alex Jensen.
See you next week.
See you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
You know keep me satisfied. Well, it's easy rider, 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 it's easy rider. We keep on a riding, keep on a riding. Here come, baby, now. Feel it.
Siegfried, I'm Roy.
Isolde. It says Isolde. You're Isolde.
Wow. How many calories?
Oh, ouch! Just for one night, could you not?
All right.
We're a meat company.
Yes, I know. All right, but come on. These are fried.
They're not that fried.
I can't have fried.
You can have a little fried.
Yeah, you're right. What the heck?
Splurge.
What
come
the
on,
heck?
We're in Viking
you're right.
Land.
Give me those
what's
Borbits.
Fried?
Borbits. Hook me up with the Borbits, David. Thank you.
Yeah, they're good, ain't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Put a little meat on your bones.
Mmm. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
That should be enough to overlay, right? David, wake up.
No, David. Yes.
Come on, you.
Oh, it's real. You fell. Good man. Good man.
Good evening, everyone. I trust you are vain.
Don't twist around.
Sorry.
Oh. Oh. Oh, glow. Oh.
Okay, stop, stop, stop. Stop it. Okay, okay.
Glorious Fiskland, Moosland, to your fjorded drifts, I am drawn eternally, for my spirit lifts. When I gaze upon the rock from which your house is you.
Like, loosen up the gibbles, the sail.
Basically, turn into a...
Can you turn into Bill Cosby?
No.
Bill Cosby.
Well, that's the
sailor.
Way, that's the no, way no, that you no, sail no, the boat. And then he went, woo, and then
and made a face like this. And look, I'm skiing. I'm going down the hill.
Okay, so...
That's not funny at all. He's just saying what happens when you ski. Well. Full sail, damn your eyes. Full sail.
Like, this is like a wrath. This is con, basically.
Con!
Well, not that much, but...